evil thoughts and passions are revived in the night, especially in a state of solitude. Likewise, anxieties, worries, which entail to depression and stress, uneasiness, discomfort. And I'm pretty sure everyone understands this. And why did I call it nightclubs? Huh? Because there's nothing in there but evil. And if you look at it, you go, look, in our Western life here, you know, Western civilization, look at outside at night time. You see the lights flashing, the clubs and alcohol being drunk and, you know, illicit intercourse being performed, then strip clubs and everything. The works. But in the day, it's a bit lighter than that. Nighttime, brothers and sisters, there can be a lot of evil in it. That's why the Muslim should always, at all times, try to be at home at night and do not leave your house. Especially if you are living in a society, in an environment like ours. It could be very, very, very dangerous. Likewise, at night, there's a lot of raids, especially before the Islamic times. There used to be a lot of raids where the attackers attacked at night, and still to this day, you know, causing destruction and a lot of catastrophes at night. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was plotted against at nighttime. Likewise, Umar ibn Khattab, he was assassinated at nighttime. Likewise, a lot of pious predecessors, likewise, they were killed in the night. Because they see it as a place of hiding. A place of hiding. Likewise, at night, there's a lot of harmful animals. That's when the savage beasts come out or the hissing, poisonous creatures come out. So we know the night in general, we should be very, very careful. And always say, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. Especially at night. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِن شَرِّ غَاسِقٍ إِذَا وَكَبْ. And we seek refuge in Allah ta'ala from the evil of the darkening as it brings its darkness. وَمِن شَرِّ النَّفَّاثَاتِ فِي الْعُقَدْ. And from the evil of the blowers of the knot. And I'm pretty sure every single one of us know this. It's the various type of magic, especially the magicians that tie knots onto a thread or a string and then they blow upon them. It's very common to a lot of sorcerers, a lot of soothsayers, a lot of magicians, a lot of these imposters. They grab the string or thread, they tie the knots, and they place all their, for example, if they want to strike a person with black magic or bewitch him, they'll get either his nail or hair or his garment, and they'll tie it on that, put it in a charm, and they blow on it. And then they'll affect man's reasoning, or they'll cause division between a husband and wife, or they'll cause a person to become sick, all by the will of the Almighty Lord. But this is what the verse is referring to. And we know, dear brothers and sisters, as we've taken before, that magic is nothing but a production of illusion. That's all it is. It is nothing, wallahi, but a production of illusion, which is subject to a magician's design. He designs it. And these imposters, wallahi, the practitioners of magic and trickery, they're increasing by the day. And all they do is steal and steal from the feeble, ignorant Muslims. And they're everywhere. Wallahi, they're everywhere. But why? What do they want? And how can they become like that? These people are kuffar. And I warn all my brothers and sisters, do never ever go to a person who thinks he knows the future. And there are many out there. In Liverpool, there are many. Many, many sorcerers out there that are claiming to know the future. That claim to know where your shoes were stolen or lost. They claim to know what you ate last night. They are working with the devil. And this is a serious crime, and it is kufr to do such things. What makes them being able to do these acts? See, they work with things that are in secret. The devils. This is the magicians. They work with things in secret which enable them to perform illusions to confuse man and to deceive their eyes, making the watcher think he has seen something, but in fact he's seen nothing. And the best example of this is what? Pharaoh's magicians. When Pharaoh's magicians, did they not bewitch the eyes of man? And then they struck terror in their hearts. And then they said that we are the only lords, and our lord is Pharaoh. And they displayed a great magic. But the reality of the situation was what? Yeah, the appearance to the onlooker when they'd done this, when they performed this, it was like that their robes and their sticks changed to snakes moving fast in the valley. But was it really true? Did they really change into snakes and their sticks and ropes? Did they? Or did they not? They did not. It was the sight of theirs that changed, and their sticks and ropes remained exactly the same as they were. It was nothing but an illusion brought by the magician himself. Because he makes you sense other than the reality. For example, something might come out of the shop or your house without even you realizing it. He might pour, for example, show you this is a cup, and it might look to you, it's a cup, it stays as a cup. But to you, because he changes that side of yours, that illusion now, it might be a chicken or an egg. And that's how it looks. Now it's the reality of magic. It's kufr. They change people's sight. That's why they are being supported and followed and loved. So when the Antichrist comes down, they follow him. They will follow him because they accept these devils, and it's easier to accept him when he comes with that evil he comes with. But these people, brothers and sisters, wallahi, are destroying people. You see, men who have extreme hatred towards his spouse, his wife, after loving her. You see, an attitude of a person inside his house much different than that which is outside.